Okay, today is Erevin Daf Kuf, and today we'll talk about the sugya of Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. Comes up right here because the Gemara quotes a machlokas tanoim, what to do if bloods get mixed up. The blood of a carbon that's supposed to be sprinkled four times on the Mizbeach gets mixed up with blood that's supposed to be sprinkled one time on the Mizbeach. Exactly, how does that happen? And you have to have two carbonos that you're supposed to do in the same places. That's what the Rishonim also discuss here. Just to do Rashi. Rashi says, Dam Bechor, that gets mixed up with Dam Bechor Acher, that's one and one. So that's fine. But, and Dan, what's Matan Arba? Four times, that's only carbon chatos. But what happens if Bechor gets mixed up with Chatos, V'chulu? So then that's the discussion. So if you have blood that mixed up, Matan Arba, Matan Achas, Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, you don't do Matan Arba. You put it four times. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, you don't do Matan Achas. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, only one time. Why, Omer, Rabbi Elazar? You can't do it one time. How are you over about Tigra? If you only do it one time, and his blood is supposed to be sprinkled four, you're over about Tigra, the Isser of decreasing the mitzvah satorah, or doing a mitzvah in an inferior way. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, hurry over about Baal Tosif. But Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you violate Baal Tosif if you do four instead of one. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, lo amrei lak shubatzmo. No, Baal Tosif is only when you do it separately without any mixture. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, lo amrei about tigra shubatzmo. Okay, big lumdis, interesting lumdis, what exactly is behind the chichos. But od amrei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua adds that it's better to do one and not four, because it's better to do shei Baal Tasa. Kshenasata varata al Baal Tosif, yasita maasi biyadecha. Kshelonasata varata al Baal Tigra, velosita maasi biyadecha. Okay, that's the machlokas here. Why? What are the svaras behind the svaras that are given in the Gemara? So one and four, so Rashi quotes, what is the reason for Rabbi Yeshua saying you could do four, even though you might be violating Baal Tosif? You know, the Matan Arba, Rashi, Dikasavar, Kum Asei Mitzvah Adif, because you're doing a mitzvah, it's better to do the mitzvah. Avagav, the Baha'i Mitzvah, Ikat Sad Aveira, even though there is a Tzad Aveira in this mitzvah, Da'avar Abachor, Aval, Baal Tosif, you violate Baal Tosif, Asi Asei Dechatos, Dechsiv, V'nasan Al Karnos, V'dachi L'Baal Tosif, D'Bechor, better to do the four, because it's Asei, Doche, Lo Saasei. Right, that's the Rashi, that's the Svara for Rabbi Yehoshua. What about Rabbi Eliezer? Doesn't he hold of that principle? Asi Docha Lo Saasei is learned out from Sukkim in the Torah. L'chora, everybody holds of the principle, Asi Docha Lo Saasei. So what exactly is his answer? So, says Tosvos, Matan Dalet v'Matan Achas, Pirish, Ola, Shehi Matan Shtayim, Shehin Dalet, B'Bechor, Ove Vesach, Avalein Lefarish Chatos, okay, he continues, what exactly is the Mitzias, which carbonates are being used, that's a separate topic. But V'im Tomar, Eas Tosvos, V'Leisi Asei, V'Lichi Lav D'Baal Tosif. So again, what is Rabbi Eliezer answer to Rabbi Yeshua? Right, Atzi Dechalosa say, so why wouldn't he say, why not Rabbi Yeshua, I'm sorry, Rabbi Eliezer says you do it four. Rabbi Yeshua, why does he say you only do it one? What about Atzi Dechalosa say? V'yesh Lomar, Delo Dami Klala, Kilayim Betzitzes. No, this isn't similar to the classic case of Atzi Dechalosa say, Kilayim Betzitzes, where the ultimate way of doing the mitzvah of tzitzes, the complete way, is with Tcheles. Tcheles is blue or some type of colorful wool, and on a linen garment, that's shatness. But you're allowed to do that because Asi Docha Lo Saasei. So why is that mutter? What's the difference? Dehacha ayidei pshiyahu ba. Here, these two things aren't meant to be nitche, aren't meant to be together. It's just because of the Kohen's pshiyah, that by some type of negligence that they got mixed up. It really, the asei, generally, the mitzvah of Zrikas Adam, shouldn't have to be doche and avera. So the fact that in this situation it has to be Docha Naveira, so that is the problem here, and that's why you wouldn't say Asi Docha Lo Saasei. If you look at the Maariz Chayis expands on this Tosfos. He says right here on our Gemara, Divrei Tosfos Nechonim B'Taimim. I agree with Tosfos that if it was B'Makom Shia, you shouldn't say Asi Docha Lo Saasei. The Dafka B'Nafal B'Derech Mikra V'His Damein Shepakshu Asi V'Lo Saasei Alze Azu Makom Safik Minitchem Mipnei Avol Nistabev Pegisha So Inyanim Adi Pshia B'Ki Agam Lo Shai Aklad Asi Docha Lo Saasei V'Atam V'Chi B'Shvil Shalom Nishmar Ze B'Malachto U'Pasha B'Avodaso Te'akar Mitzvah Satorah. So, therefore, says the Maariz Chayis, again, explaining the Tosfos, he agrees that you wouldn't say Asi Docha Lo Saasei here. So let's talk a little bit about Asi Docha Lo Saasei, by the Pischei Tosfos also. In the back here, also quote this Yesod, just to make sure that we know that it is Halacha L'Maisa, the Pischei Tosfos, right at the end of the Masechta, in Os Reish, says the Piskei Tosfos, Lo Asi Asi V'dachi Lo Asi Im Pasha. Right, that's the line. So that's the psak that comes out of the psak. The question is, what's the Nekudas Machlokas? Rashi says, the other Tana says, that you do say it. So it would be appropriate here. So is the Machlokas, maybe the Machlokas here between, if you say Rashi and Tosfos agree with each other, the Machlokas Tanam is whether you say Atzadokha Lo Asi in a case of Shia, that could be the Machlokas. And Bechlal, what's the Svara of Tosfos? Because right now, it's an Asei Docha Lo Asei situation. Who cares that you got into this because of your Pshia, but shouldn't you say that right now, this is what you have to do, this is what you have to do? Other Rishonim give other answers to the question, right? Not the case of Pshia. So maybe they don't hold to this. They also quote the Day of Tosfos, but there are other answers given to this question. The Rashba and the Ritva both quote a different Yesod based on the Gemara in Zvachim, Adaf Sadi Zayin, Ein asei doche lo sasei shebemikdash. The yesh mafarshim, the lo amru asei asei v'doche lo sasei elkalon kigalim betzitzes v'nami. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. V'tirtzu betosfus. He quotes this from a Balei HaTosfos. The lo amru yavo asei v'yitcha lo sasei belo sasei shebakodesh. Kamo she'amru bizvachem perachata sa'of. Where he quotes the Gemara. It's really Perek Dam Chata, Sab Sadi Zayin, Gabi Im Psula, Tipa Sel, Vim Ksheri, Hite Achal Kachamar Shabbat, O Maisi Nami Hasim, Ahide Echad Etzim Sheishbo Moach, Vecha Sheinbo Moach, Telo Asi Ase, Da Achilas Psachim, Vedochi Losa Ase, De Etzim Losish Bruvo. Right, so getting out the marrow from inside the bone, you don't say the Ase of eating the carbon Pesach will be Docha the Losa Ase of breaking the bones. What's the svara for that before we get to the main svara of Asei Docha Lo Asei? Why would you say the Beis HaMikdash is different? So the Achronim, the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Zosa Bracha, as an example, quotes, maybe it's based on the Ramban. It's based on the Ramban. The Ramban of Parsha Yisro discusses what is the svara for Asei Docha Lo Asei. After all, don't we usually say that Lo Aseis are more chamur? If I don't do an Asei, so then I do not get an onish. I'm a batal on Asei, but if I violate a Lo Asei, I get Malkus. So that is a discussion, which is more chamer than which. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in the last paragraph of Mitzvah Ches. The last paragraph of Mitzvah Ches, he quotes the Mishnas Chachamim, Mefalpel, I mitzvahs aseh chamer milos aseh, o los aseh chamer. And he quotes the Ramban, the mitzvahs aseh, we know the Gemara says, kofen achetese nafsho. So do you have such a thing by lo sases? So maybe that shows that a mitzvah sase is chamor. But says the Minchas Chinuch, I think that's wrong. Because by a lo sase, you'd also be kofed before he does it. The whole point of the kfiya by a mitzvah sase is to, in order to generate and get him to do it, and motivate him to do it. But by a lo sase, it's already done. So what are you going to do? But if it's to prevent a lo sase, maybe you would be kofed. To call them avir vandai, gamba lo sase makinoso. Kamosha kasamna lamala. Gamba rov deos to lo sase chamor. So we assume that a lo sase is more chamor. Imkein vade makanosov, in a dom elerode fechulu, he continues. So again, so what exactly is the svar for asi docha lo sase if we assume that violating a lo sase is worse than being mevatel an ase? Says the Ramban in Parshas Yisro on the pasuk about Shabbos. The emes hu gamkein, ki midas zocha romzo b'mitzvah sase, v'hu ayotse mi midas ha'ahava, v'hu lemidas harachamim. Right, mitzvahs asei flow from love of Hashem, midas harachamim. Ki ha'ose mitzvahs adonav, ahuvlo, va'adonav merachem alav. Somebody does what his master wants, is beloved to his master, and his master will have rachmanus on him. Umidas shamar, b'mitzvahs lo sasei. V'hula midas hadin, v'yotim midas hayira. Ki ha'nishvar me'asos davar harab, be'enei adonav yoreoso. V'lachain, says the Ramban, mitzvahs asei gedola mi'mitzvahs lo sasei. K'mosho ha'ava gedola mi'ayira. Avat Hashem is greater than Yiras Hashem, and that's tells us that mitzvahs asei, asi docha lo sasei, ki ha'mekayim v'ose begufo, u'bemamono, Ratzon Adonav, who gadol mi anishra mi asos harabeinav, v'lachein amr asi docha lo sasei, u'bebrezeh yeh ha'onesh b'mitzvahs lo sasei gadol, v'osin bodin, even though lo sasei violated is more chamri. Right? You can work those two out. So based on this, says the Meshech Chachma, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that in the Beis HaMikdash, Mora is primary. Mora is primary in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, that's why You don't say Asidecha Lo Sase in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, the Fizi Asi Shapir, this is the Meshach Chachman, the last pasuk in the Torah. Lama Dalad Yud Beis. To be Mikdash HaShchina Shora, Vasara Nisim Nasu, Ume Rov HaHergol Shel HaAdam, Bidveikos LaShem Yisbarach, Nokel Limso Midas Ava. It's very easy to have Midas Ava in the Beis HaMikdash, right? With the Nisim, you see the great love. That's what the Torah tells you, Ume Mikdash Aitiro. Shasham Nokel Livot, Vilasur Midas HaPachan MeAdam. You might overstep. Like we know happened maybe with Nadav and Avihu. Lachain, that's why the Gemara in Zvachim says, Ein asei docha lo sasei b'mikdash, ki binyanei ha-mikdash, sham gadol ha-to'elas mahayira, mi b'li asos mashe esira Torah, me ha-to'elas mashe yasa adam mashe sifsa Torah, v'ze tam muskal. V'lakach et Hashem alokecha tira, v'oso ta'avod. Ki b'makam ha-avoda nakel liknos ava, tziva alayira dafka there, were mitzuve on the year. And he continues talking about Moshe Rabbeinu on that last pasuk in the parsha. But either way, that's the other answer of the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, Ein Asei Docha Lo Sase B'Mikdash, and that's why here, by the Zrikas Hatam, we wouldn't say Asei Docha Lo Sase. But Tosfos again holds that the Rishonim, Rashba, the Ritva, quote this day of Tosfos also, that we don't say Asei Docha Lo Sase where it was because of your own Pshia. So, what is the svara for that? So maybe it's connected to the general chakira that the achronim have in Asi Dechalos Asay, and that is, how do we view Asi Dechalos Asay? Let's say tzitzis kelaim betzitzis. Do we say what we would call, to borrow words from other sugyas, dechuya or hutra? Right? It's not exactly that, but dechuya or hutra. We have that by pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. We have that by ochel nefesh on Yantif. So what about Asi Docha Lo Sase? When we say, do the Ase, and Bidocha the Lo Sase, which, by the way, is different than the other two sugyas in Shas, where you have mitzvahs and averos that overlap, right? We have mitzvah, baba, avera. Don't do the mitzvah, because it's baba, avera, and even if you do it, you're not going to get credit for it. Lav hanitak lase, you already done the avera, and now you could do a mitzvah to try to be misaking it a little bit. And here it's Asi Docha Lo Sase, lechadchila do it. So what's the svar? So when I do it, does that mean that there is an Avera, but I'm allowed to push it away? The Asay is literally Doche, the Los Asay. Is that how we view this principle? The Avera exists, but you're just allowed to do it? Or is it what we call a type of Hutra? When you're doing a mitzvah, it isn't an Avera. Part of the definition of this Avera is the Kavana of the merit of the Avera. But if you're doing it to do a mitzvah, then it's not an Avera at all. Again, you can't generalize this, like the case of mitzvah of Avera. I'm doing a mitzvah now, so even though it's a stolen lulav, no. But in certain cases, where it is applies, when you do the mitzvah, then it's not an Avera at all. The clearest formulation of this is in Rabbeinu Nisim Gon, in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, on the page, the Rabbeinu Nisim Gon says, Yadanu kizeh lo sase eino shaveh b'chol davar. The Avera, in these certain cases, is not objective and always. Ela miyuchatu. V'kiat tzivui sheneemar acharav hutnai alav. When it says don't wear shandas, then it says gedilim tasalach. So the mitzvah is a limitation within the iser itself. V'chilo ba lahazir ela alavishas kelayim chutz mi mitzvah tzitzis. The iser is only when there is no mitzvah of tzitzis. Avamashihu mu'urav michute pishtan im atalas shel tzemer shehu mitzvah. The Avera doesn't exist. It doesn't become an Avera in this case. It's a Tnai. That's his beautiful Lashon. Sheka'es, She'ira, Chiv Mitzvahs Asay, Nidche Ashara, Shehilos Asay, V'dekai Matziv, Nidche, we should push off. But in Lamdis, it's not even there. V'nekai Matziv, Shehu Asay, V'tavo Mitzvahs Asay, V'tidcha Los Asay, Ki Asar Shalav, And that's the answer to the Ramban's question. And that is, since we know Lo Sase's are worse, say, how can you say Asi Docha Lo Sase? What's the answer? There is no Lo Sase in this case. You're right. When I violate, it's worse. But in this case, Asi Docha Lo Sase means there is no Lo Sase. Beautiful. Vachuva, Mashik Damnu, Shasar Shalav, Kachnemer Miuchedes, Vachiat Sibui Shalase, Tnai Huba. So that is the beautiful Lashon of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon. Rashi also says this. Rashi in Brachas. Rashi in Brachas on Daf Chaf and Aleph on top at the end of the Kavod Abriya Sugya, where he talks about certain issues of Kavod Abriyas, even Da'oraisa by Sheval Taseh, says Rashi, Demeikara kishenechtav lo saseh detuma. When it talks about a Kohen or a Nazir not becoming Tameh, it's not that, oh, Meis Mitzvah or his family is Doche. No. Kishenechtav lo saseh detuma lo al Meis Mitzvah nechtav. Kishem shelo nechtav al hakrovim. Right, just like it doesn't talk about the Isser is not in Krovim. Why could a Kohen be Matami for his Krovim? Because he's Doche the Losase? No, there is no Losase when it comes to his Krovim. So to Meis Mitzvah. That's different than all the other ones. Hashavas Avedu, Pesach, L'choisol Nemar, V'chulu. So that's, again, the Lashon of Rashi. Rav Soloveitchik says maybe that's the Lashon of B'dibur Echa Nemru. That's the Lashon that was said al Tanai, B'dibur Echad, and therefore it doesn't even exist. But these two approaches, whether it's Dechuyah, it exists, but you just push it off, or it doesn't even exist, that might be the Sarah behind Tosfos. Pshia, if it's Dechuyah, if the Aveir is there and you just allow to push it off, so that's Tosfos. It's your fault. If it's your fault that you got into this situation, so then we're not going to allow you to push off the Aveir. It is an Aveir. So we're not going to let you to do it. But according to the other svara, maybe if it's the machlokas tanoam or it's at least Rashi, says the other approach that is hutra. Right now, it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, then even if you got into the situation lipshia, it is okay. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, Rabbi Elchanan picks up on. What about if it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis? It's a mitzvah rishus, a mitzvah. He talks about this at the end of Maseches Kiddushin. The end of Maseches Kiddushin says Rabbi Elchanan. Is it about, and this is another way to say this question, what's docha de los asei, the kiyam ha-mitzvah or the chiyav ha-mitzvah? The kiyam ha-mitzvah or the chiyav ha-mitzvah? So if you say it's based on, it applies to even to mitzvahs rishus, then it's even the kiyam ha-mitzvah. If it's only the chiyuv, right, if it's not mitzvah rishus, then it's based on the chiyuv ha-mitzvah. So maybe here too, right, if you say it's dechuya, maybe you need a strong asay to get push that off, right? If it's hutra, then maybe any good kavana, even a kiyam ha-mitzvah, would be good enough. So that's the second nafkamina. One is pshia, two is a mitzvah shal rishus. Another fascinating discussion, the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Shofar, Aleph Dalad, right, do you get malchus for Ein ase doche lo sase vase. We know there are certain limitations on ase doche lo sase. It doesn't apply to a lav sheish bokares, and it doesn't apply to a lo sase, which also has an ase on its team. So the Mishnah Melech in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid in Hilchas Shofar says on the Halacha of the Rambam. The Rambam says that you're not allowed to use a shofar. Let's start with the beginning of the halacha. Shofar Shrosh Hashanah Imachal and Alavas Eliyantav Afilu B'davashu Mishim Shvus. Can't violate an Isser even the Rabbanan to get the shofar. Ketzad, what if the shofar is on top of a tree or on the side of a river? It doesn't have any other shofar. You can't go up on the tree, right? Even though it's an Isser the Rabbanan. Surely you can't cut down the tree. Mipnei Shetkiya Shofar Mitzvah Zasei V'yantav Asei V'los Asei V'ein Asei Docha Los Asei V'asei. And Asei is not Docha Los Asei and Asei. Says the Mishnah Melech. And what if you did it anyway? What if you did it anyway? You did the assay when you weren't supposed to. Do you get malchus for that? The ageless topic. What's the suffix? Mi amrinan. Kiva de kaimalanda asi asi docha lo sase. Do we say the assay knocked out the lo sase and all you're left with is a bit of assay that you violated? And there's no malchus on that? Or do you say, since it's a team, the assay strengthens the los assay with it, and it cannot be knocked out. O dilma kiva din it's tarif los assay ze im assay oim kocho. It's strong. The high los assay viafilu and bitlo kedilakayim assay acher locus. That's the suffix of the Mishnah Melech. Again, it might be if it's hutra, if you have that approach, then maybe no, it disappears if you do a gibbet makam ha assay. But if it's dechuyas, so then maybe you would get. Malchus, would get Malchus. The Sholem Eishet discusses, do you have a chiv to do it? You're in an Asi Docha Lo Sase situation. Do you have a chiv to do it or say, no, I don't want to, right, I don't want to put myself into this situation. So again, if it's Hutra, then there's no Aveira, then you have to do it. Right, by Bris Mila and Saras, let's say. But if it's Dechuya, it's more of an open question. You still might have to do it, but it's a little more of an open question in that case. Good. One other point discussed is, we know the Gemara Beitza tells us on the Afches that you only apply Aser Docha Lo Saseh if Ba'idna. Be'idna, it's at the same moment. The Lo Saseh and the Aseh. Asu, Emer Damrina, says the Gemara Beit Sedaf Ches. Emer Damrina, say Asi Vedocha Lo Saseh, Kon Mila Betzara, Sinami Sadin Betzitzis, De Be'idna, De Kame Ekarlav, Kamokim La'aseh. At the moment that you're violating the law, you're also doing the Aseh. But hacha beinah the kamek alav lo makayim asay. But if the los asay is going to be before the asay, like by they're talking about the digging on yantif before kisi adam, then you don't say that. Fine, we know that. How tight are we going to require the ba'idna? How tight are we going to require the ba'idna? So pash the cases in the Gemara are mamish ba'idna mila betzaras. You cut off the tzaras to do the bris mila. But the Gemara says in Shabbos kuflam at base, if I cut off the tzaras in order to then do the avodah in the base of Mikdash afterwards, that's not allowed. That's not allowed. Why? The Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah daf lamed beis, because if you do the lo saseh, maybe you'll never do the asay. Maybe something will happen. You'll be an ones. You won't do it, and then you'll have done the avera without doing the mitzvah. So it's more of a practical approach to this. But the question is, how tight do you have to have it? So Pashas the Gemara is asking Mamash at the same time. Tosfos again on Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph even says, if Tchilas Bia is the Avera and Sof Bia is the Mitzvah, that's also not good enough. But other Rishonim have a little more flexibility. If you look in the Piskei Tosfos in Zvachim on Daf Tzadi Zayin, says the Piskei Tosfos in Osamach Tes, Im Iyashal Lakayim Asei Be'inyin Acher, Lo Be'inon Be'idna. If you have to do step one in order to get to step two, and it's one right after the other, that's good enough to be considered ba'idna. So again, maybe this is also related. If it's dechuya, then maybe it has to be mamish ba'idna, because the asi has to push off the los asay. If it's more hutras, then maybe even if it's a little bit of a time lag and the los asay is first, it would still be okay. So anyway, this might be behind Tosfos and Rashi in our sugya.